Okay, today's Daf is Bracha Daf Mem Vav. We're at the top of Mem Vav. Amud Aleph. Rabbi Zera Chalash Alat Legabe Rabbi Abau. So Rabbi Zera got sick, and Rabbi Abau went to visit him. Kabu Alai Im Tapeach Katina Charich Shaki. If this small man with singed thighs—that was Rabbi Zera's nickname—if he will get better, Avidna Yomatava LeRabbanan. I'm going to make a Yom Tov for the Rabbanan. Why was this Rabbi Zera's nickname? First of all, he was small. Right? Zera, well, after Rabbi Zera moved to Eretz Israel, he changed his name to Zera, but in Bavel it was Zeira. Zeira means small. And why singed thighs? As we referenced earlier in this Gemara, Rabbi Zera was a very serious and very intense figure. Rabbi Yirmiyah was always trying to make him laugh. In a sign of his intensity, in Bava Metzia, Rabbi Zera was curious as to whether or not the fire of Gehenna was going to have any impact on him. So he sat 100 fasts. He sat 100 fasts in order to make himself so pure that even the fire of Gehenna wasn't going to affect him. And just to see if it worked, every 30 days he would go sit in an oven to see if the fire was going to burn him. And it never did. Until one time he had certain ayin hara fell upon him, and he was burnt on that time where he sat into the oven, and that is why he's called the small man with singed thighs. So if he gets better, says Rabbi Abau, I'm going to make a Yom Tov for the Rabbanan. So he got better. Avad Zudat Elukulon Rabbanan. And so Rabbi Abau made a Suda, a meal for all the Rabbanan. Kimata Lemishri. Right? And this is why we brought in this story. Because when they got to the Pitziat Tapat, when they were about to make a Motzi, Amar Le Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Abau said to Rabbi Zera, Lishri Lan Mar. Mar, you know, this Suda is in your honor. You should really do the Pitziat Tapat for us. Amar Le, Lo Savar Lamar, La Hadarbi Yochanan Damar, Balabayit Botzea, Sharalu. So doesn't master hold that which Rabbi Yochanan holds, the Bala Bait is supposed to do Betziat Tapat, and so Rabbi Abau goes ahead and does the Betziat Tapat. Kimata Lebruchi, okay, and when they came to Birkan HaMazon, Amar Le Nivrach Lan Mar, so Rabbi Abau said, Rabbi Zera, please make a bracha for us. Amar Le Lo Sava Lamar Lehada Rav Huna Deman Bavel. Does Master not hold like Rav Huna from Bavel? Damar Botzea Mevarech, the person who ever did the Betziat Tapat, right, is supposed to make the bracha achrona? And apparently Rabbi Abau does not hold that way. Okay, so who does Rabbi Abau actually hold like? That was Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Bal Habayit Botzea. Right? The Bal Habayit does the Betziat Tapat. Ve'oreach Mevarech. However, the guest is the one who leads Birkat HaMazon. Now why? What is the Svara for that Shita? Bal Habayit Botzea Kadesh Yivatzeh Ba'ayin Yofeh. Well, we want the Bal Habayit to do the Betziah, because we're concerned that if he asks a guest to do the Betziah Tapat, to cut up the bread, and it's not his bread, he's going to cut people very small pieces, because like, listen, this really isn't my bread, it's not my place to say how much I'm giving out, I should cut some money, everyone gets a kazayit, but he's going to be very careful not to cut too much, it's not his food. But the Bal Habayit is going to realize, this is my food, I feel comfortable giving it out, and therefore he's going to cut much more for people. So we want it to be Ba'ayin Yafe, we want it to give a significant portion, so we're not going to ask a guest to do it, that's not comfortable. But a guest should make the Birkat HaMazon, because in the Birkat HaMazon you have the opportunity to make a bracha for the Bal Habayit, right? So it makes more sense for a guest to make a bracha for the Bal Habayit than for the Bal Habayit to make a bracha for himself. My Mevarech, and what is that bracha the guest makes for the Bal Habayit? Yiratzon shelo yivosh Bal Habayit be'olam hazeh velo yikalem lo'olam haba. Right? So you should the Bal Habayit should be fortunate in this world and fortunate in the next world. Not stumble in this world and not be destroyed in the next world. V'Rebbe Mosifa, and Rebbe would add on to that Dvarim, a number of things. V'Yitzlach Meod B'Kol Nichsav, all of his property should develop well and be successful. V'Yu Nichasav Nichsenu Mutzlachim V'Krovim Leir, and that all of our properties, both of his and ours, should be successful and they should be close by. That way we can see them easily from our homes. Not have to go out to check up on them. And the Satan should not control his actions or our actions. Right? And we shouldn't be susceptible to thoughts of doing averas from here on out. Adhechan Birkat HaMazon. Okay, where does Birkat HaMazon start? Right, what we're asking is, that which we say the mezumin, right? And then we start saying brachot after the mezumin. At what point does the mezumin end and the brachot, the proper Birkat HaMazon, start? Meaning, if I don't have a mezumin and I'm just benching as a yachid, at what point should I start saying my benching? Rav Nachman Amar ad nevarech. right? So after Nevarich, right? Nevarich, when you're making, is the mezumin that we're familiar with. Anything afterward, meaning Birkat Hazan, the first bracha of the benching, that's no longer a mezumin. So even a yachid should start with Birkat Hazan, the first bracha of benching. V'Rav Sheshet Amar Ad Hazan. Rav Sheshet says, no. The mezumin actually goes up until the end of Birkat Hazan. So if you're a yachid, or two people for that matter, and you're benching, you start with no delecha. Nema ketanai. Maybe this is accordance with a Tanaic dispute. Detani chada Birkat Hamazon shnayim ushlosha. Right? Because one Tana taught that Birkat Hamazon either has two or three brachot. Vetanya idach, and in a different braita we taught shlosha ve'arba. Right? That Birkat Hamazon either has three or four brachot. Savrua lekulei alma atov ameitu. Right? And the Talmidim who are assessing this machloket assumed that everyone agrees that Tov Me'ametiv, the bracha Tov Me'ametiv we discussed yesterday, lav de'oraita. It's not de'oraita. So that doesn't factor in the equation at all. So you have to either have two or three or four, not considering Hatov Me'ametiv. My love, Hakami Fligi. So, should you not say that about the following, that the following is their actual machloket? Man de'amar shtayim mishalosh, kasavar ad hazan. The one who says that Birkat Hamazon is either two or three brachot, he believes that where does the mezumin end and Birkat Hamazon begins? After Hazan. And why would that make sense? Because if you have three people, then you say Hazan at HaKol, and you say Al HaAretz, and you say Bnei Yerushalayim. Right? Those are the three brachot. If you have a mezumin. But if you don't have a mezumin, so you're one or two people, and the mezumin only ends after Hazan, then as an individual, you should only be saying the second two brachot. Al HaAretz and Bnei Yerushalayim. Right? In which case, we understand that the discrepancy between two and three brachot works perfectly with the shita that the mezumin ends after hazan and the individual would only say from no dilcha and on. And that's when you'd have two or three brachot, depending on when you have a mezumin. Uman damar shalosh ve'arba. But the one who holds that Birkat Hamazon is either three or four brachot, kasavar ad nevarich, he must hold that a mezumin is until nevarich and Birkat Hazan, the first bracha in the benching, is an individual says it, even when they don't have a mezumin, an individual says it. In which case, if you have a mezumin, then you have the mezumin, and you have Birkat Hazan, and you have the bracha ala aretz, and then you have Bnei Yerushalayim. Whereas, if you're only an individual or two people, then you don't have the mezumin, and you're left with only three brachot, Hazan, Ala Aretz, and Bnei Yerushalayim. Lo, Rav Nachman utaret tatame, Rav Sheshet mitaret tatame. No, you don't have to say that. You can even say that each shita works with the assumption that there are two and three, or three and four brachot. You don't have to say that Davka, the one who holds that Birkat Hamazon for the individual starts after Hazan is in accordance with the Shita that it's two and three, and the one who believes that Birkat Hamazon starts with Nevarich or after Nevarich is the Shita of three and four. Really, you can say it either way because that's not what they're arguing about here. This is what they're arguing about. Rav Nachman metaretz latame dechule ama ad Nevarich. Really, everyone holds according to Rav Nachman. No, both these Tanaim really agree, like my Shita, that Birkat Hamazon starts after Nevarich, even for the individual. Mandamar shalosh ve'arba. Okay, then how do you work out the machloket two, three, or three, or four? If everyone is agreement that Hazan is already made by the individual. Mandamar shalosh ve'arba shapir. Okay, well, if you hold three and four, then we all know how you got there, right? Because you have mezumin, you have the next three brachot, right? So if you have the mezumin, you have four. If you don't have the mezumin, then you have three. Uman damar shtayim mishalosh. However, the opinion that says it's either two or three brachot is not because they start the individual's bracha after hazan. Rather, it's because amar lecha hacha b'birkot poali maskinan. That's Davka talking about a case where we're dealing with the brachas made of workers. As we discussed yesterday, the workers had a special dispensation that they were supposed to go back to work immediately, such as not to waste time that they were getting paid for by the hour for the balabai, right? And so they had an abridged benching. The Amar Mar Potech Bahazan the Kolel Bnei Yerushalayim Bebikat Haaretz. Right, you're supposed to include the inyan of Bnei Yerushalayim in the bracha on the Aretz. That way, the Poalim can make a faster benching and go back to their work immediately. In which case, if you have a mezumin and you're Poalim, then you make a mezumin and you make Birkat Hazan, and then you make Birkat Haaretz, which includes in it the Birkat Bnei Yerushalayim, right? And that's how you have the machloket of 2 and 3, right? Because that will be 3 of the mezumin, hazan, and Birkat Haaretz, which includes Bnei Yerushalayim. And what would be 2 if you had workers without a mezumin? In which case, you just said Birkat Hazan and the bracha on the Aretz, which includes in it Bnei Yerushalayim, right? Rav Shesha mitaretz latame, and similar, Rav Shesha doesn't have to say. Rav Shesha can believe that everyone paskins like his shita in the Tanaim. Right, that it starts after Hazan. How so? The Kulei Alma at Hazan. Really, everyone holds that the Birkat Hamazon for the individual starts after Birkat Hazan. Man, the Amar Shtayim Mishalosh Shapir. Okay, well, the Shita and the Tanaim who hold, it's either 2 or 3. Well, that makes perfect sense. Because if it starts with, if benching starts with Birkat Hazan, then if you have a mezumin, then you're saying Hazan and you're saying Haaretz and you're saying Yerushalayim. And if you don't have a mezumin, then you're just saying Haaretz and Yerushalayim. So that makes sense. However, it even works if you hold 3 and 4. Man damar shalosh v'arba kasavar atova metiv deoraitahi. And the one who holds that it's either 3 or 4, is just of the opinion that atova metiv is mi deoraita. In which case, if you have a mezumin, then you have hazan, you have haaretz, you have bnei Yerushalayim, you have atova metiv. If you don't have a mezumin, then you start after hazan, and you have haaretz, Yerushalayim, atova metiv. Right? So it's important to kind of go back what we said, savruha. It's a very significant word. Savruha de chule alma hatova metiv lav deoraitahi. That was their svara. They thought to say, and everyone agrees that atova metiv isn't deoraita. They thought to say that they were wrong. Right, the Shita and the Tanaim believes that Atova Metiv is Deoraita, right? And therefore, you can even say that everyone paskins that Birkat Hamazon starts from Hazan for the individual. But even still, once you consider that Atova Metiv is Deoraita, you still have either 3 or 4 brachot. Am Rav Yosef Terat Atova Metiv Lav Deoraita. But now that we brought in that Svara, you should just know, says the Gemara, Atova Metiv is by no means a bracha mi Deoraita. Shere Polim Okrinota. The workers, bichlal, they don't even say it to get back to work. Remember what we said yesterday? The workers get up and they leave right before Atova Metiv. So it's definitely not deoraita. Am Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei Derav Tida Atova Metiv Lav Deoraita Hi. Right? Lav Deoraita. Here's another proof that Atova Metiv is not a brach mi deoraita. Sharei Poteach Ba Baruch Ve'en Chotin Ba Baruch. Right? Because Atova Metiv starts out with the words Baruch Tashem at the very beginning of the paragraph. Why is that significant, that Atova Metiv starts out with Baruch Hashem at the beginning of the paragraph? Right? Kiritanya, as we taught in a bright, kol habrachot kulan poteach behem bebarach v'chotem behem bebarach. Right? For the most part, our general rule when it comes to making a proper bracha is the beginning of the bracha has a baruch and the end of the bracha has a baruch. Right? That's how it's similar to, you know, Magen Avot, the first Baruch of Shmona Esrei. It starts with a Baruch, and it ends with a Baruch. You say Baruch Ata Hashem, you say all the Inyonim in the middle, and then you finish with Baruch Ata Hashem, and whatever the Chatima of the Baruch is. That's what a normal Baruch is. However, there are exceptions when you don't both start and end with a Baruch. Chutz mebirkat haperot, but not when you're making bracha on fruit, right? Then it's just p'tiyah, you're poteach with bracha Hashem. Ubirkat haMitzvot, and similarly by birkat haMitzvot, ubracha hasmucha lechaverta, and a bracha which is said next to its chaver. Meaning, if I already started out with a bracha, a proper full bracha, where I open with Baruch Ata Hashem, and then I said the full bracha, and I close that bracha with Baruch Ata Hashem, and then of a similar topic, I make a bracha right afterward, that is called a bracha smucha lechaverta. And you don't start with Baruch Ata Hashem, because it's seen as being tacked on to the previous bracha. Right? So that's why we start with Baruch Ata Hashem for Magen Avot in the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, but the rest of them, we kind of just jump right into the Inyan, and we're only chotem. Why? Because they're all considered bracha smucha lechaverta. They're attached to the previous bracha, so the pticha of the previous bracha constitutes a pticha for every bracha that comes afterward. By the way, it's also a derech kavod if you're making a bracha that does not start with Baruch Atah Hashem, to go out of your way to make it a bracha smucha lechaverta. We see this in a number of cases. First of all, right, when you say Tfilat HaDerech, Tfilat HaDerech ends with Baruch Atah Hashem, right? But it doesn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem. So what does the Mishnah Berurah suggest? You should make a bracha on food, right? I take an apple, make a eitz, take a bite of the apple, and then make Tfilat HaDerech, because it's more mechubad to make Tfilat HaDerech, which doesn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem, a bracha hasmucha lechaverta. Similarly, by Elokai Neshama, in the morning, Elokai Neshama doesn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem, but it ends with Baruch Atah Hashem, so it really depends on who you follow, but either you should make it after your bracha on tzitzit, or you make it after your bracha on Asher Yatzar, one or the other, these brachot start with Baruch Atah Hashem, and therefore it's appropriate to then say Elokai Neshama immediately afterward in order to make it a bracha smucha lechaverta. That's just a little bit about bracha smucha lechaverta. But here we have a general rule that whenever something is a bracha smucha lechaverta, meaning you have like Shmona Esrei, where you have a proper pticha in the first bracha, or for our purposes, Birkat HaMazon, then nothing else needs to start with a bracha, because they're all considered an attachment to the previous bracha. U'bracha achrona shebekriyat shema, and also a bracha achrona in kriyat shema, right, ends with and doesn't start with. Yesh mehen, of those that we mentioned, meaning we said that there's a general rule it needs to start and end with Baruch Atah Hashem, right? And then we said, except for the following, which don't do that. Yesh men shepoteach behem bebaruch vein chotem bebaruch. So of the ones that we mentioned, some of them, you start with Baruch, but you don't end with Baruch. V'yesh men shechotem behem bebaruch vein potzim behem bebaruch, right? And there are those that you end with Baruch, but you didn't start with Baruch, right? So, v'atov v'ameitiv poteach bebaruch. The Ein Chotem Baruch, right? And Atov Ve'Ameitiv, you open that bracha with Baruch Atah Hashem, right? And you're not Chotem with Baruch. Miklal de bracha b'fnei atzmahi. Why does this teach me that this is an independent bracha that is separate from the rest of the Birkat HaMazon? Because it's a bracha smucha lechaverta. I already started benching with Baruch Atah Hashem. And then I ended Hazan with Baruch Atah Hashem, and then I ended Haaretz with Baruch Atah Hashem, and then I ended Bnei Yerushalayim with Baruch Atah Hashem. So I should just end Hatov V'Ameitiv with Baruch Atah Hashem. Why do I start it with Baruch Atah Hashem? It's a bracha smucha lechaverta. It's connected to the previous bracha. It shouldn't need a pticha. Mashma that what? It's an independent thing. It's not a bracha smucha lechaverta. It's independent. Ad kan, we have the bracha of the Eber Mideoraita. This is a separate bracha. And this is all just to prove the statement that Hatov V'Ameitiv is not Deoraita. The Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak Teda, Hatov V'Ameitiv lav Deoraita. Another proof that Hatov V'Ameitiv is not Deoraita. Sharei Okri Notav Beit Avel. Because in a mourner's house, you don't even say Hatov V'Ameitiv. Gedetan is willing to write out Mahem Omrim. Mahem Omrim Beit Avel. What do you say in a Beit Avel? Baruch Hatov V'Ameitiv. Right? You make a bracha, a tov ha-metiv. Rabbi Akiva, a bracha dayan emet. No, you don't make a tov ha-metiv. You make a bracha dayan emet. Similarly, Rabbi Akiva, at least according to his shita, you don't make a tov ha-metiv. If it's a bracha deoraita, how does Rabbi Akiva take that out? Rabbi Akiva holds, it's not a bracha deoraita. Hatov ha-metiv, ulatanakama, it's an important addition to make. Utanakama, right? I don't know how to understand the Gemara if we don't add in ulatanakama here. Ulatanakama, v'ha-metiv in dayan emet lo. So does Tanakama hold that you don't say a Dayan Emet? Like that's the machloket. He says you make a Hatov Ha-Meitiv, not a Baruch Dayan Emet. Ela Ema Ach Hatov Ha-Meitiv. No. The Tanakama just believes that you make both a Hatov Ha-Meitiv and a Baruch Dayan Emet. Okay, Marzutra Ikla Lebei Rav Ashi. Itra Be Milta. So Marzutra went to Rav Ashi's house and something bad happens to him. It's a death of his father. Patach Ubarich. And so he had to make a Atova Meitiv in the Beit HaEvel. Right? What does that Atova Meitiv in the Beit HaEvel sound like? Well, it sounds like this. Atova Meitiv, al Emet, Dayan Emet, Shofet Betzedek, Lokeach B'Mishpat, V'Shalit Be'Olomo, Lasod Bo Kirtzono, He called Rachav Mishpat, Mishpat, She'akol Shelo, V'Anachnu Amo, V'Avadav, V'Chol Anachnu Chayavim Lodod Lo, U'Levarcho, Goder Paratzon B'Yisrael, Hu Yigdor Et HaPirtza Hazot B'Yisrael, L'Chayim. So that is the full Nusach of the Bracha V'Atov V'Ametiv that is appropriate to say in HaBeit HaEvel, and according to the Tanakama Shita, that you should make both the Tov V'Ametiv and the Dayan Emet. Leheichan huchozer. Okay. There is a very big machloket about what this is asking. Rashi believes that this is asking a question of if, let's recall from yesterday, that if three people are eating together and two people are ready to bench, so one person stops, right? And then that one person goes back to eating after the two people made the mezumin, right? Rashi believes this is picking up from there and saying, okay, when he's done eating now, that one guy who wanted to continue eating, where does he start his Birkat HaMazon from? Because wasn't he just Yotze Birkat Hazan with the other two guys who are making the Mezumin? So where does he... But it's not so Pasha, that's what we're talking about. Right? Tosfot does not believe that this is that's what we're talking about. The Raibit, the Rashman does not believe that's what we're talking about. Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't think that's what we're talking about. Let's try to understand it from Rashi's perspective. I don't want to have to go through the Gemara through every single different Rishon's perspective. We're going to go through it by Rashi, and there's going to be a huge halachic implication to understanding it by Rashi. So instead of going through everyone's Shita and the Rishonim, I'm just going to tell you how the Nafka Mina la Halacha differs when we get to the Maskana. So Rashi believes that's what we're talking about. Rav Zavi Mishmei Dabaye Omer Chozer LaRosh. Right, you should start from picking a Muslim from the beginning, right? V'rabbanan amri l'makom shepasak, right? No, you should go back to the place you stopped. Where did you stop? After Hazan. V'hilchata l'makom shepasak. And the halacha is you're supposed to go back to the place that you stopped. The implication being that if you stopped in the middle of your seuda to answer a mezumin and then you kept eating, where do you pick up from? No dilecha, and not the beginning of the benching. That's huge. But it's not so pasha that that's how we understand the sugya. So let me give you just the breakdown of halacha l'maaseh. Here's what you do. If you had intention to continue eating bread after answering to the mezumin. Again, first of all, you're supposed to wait until they finish with Birkat Hazan. They make the bracha, you say amen, then you're allowed to go back to eating. If you had intention when answering the mezumin that you're going to be eating more bread, right? Then you absolutely must start from the beginning of Birkat HaMazon, even if you didn't have any bread. Right? Because your kavana, your intention was to continue eating bread. So you must go back to the beginning of Birkat HaMazon, because you couldn't have been Yotze the bread that you ate afterward from a bracha that you said beforehand. That doesn't make any sense. So you must go back to the beginning. But if you didn't have intention to eat bread and you didn't eat bread, right, at all, but let's say you ate other snacks, mizonot, things that are shahakol of the sort, right? Then you actually pick up from Node. Right? Ideally, you should not be talking at that time because that constitutes a greater hefsik, right? Unless it's le'inyan su'uda, as we spoke about earlier. Ideally, you shouldn't be talking at that time, but you're allowed to continue eating. And then you go on from Node because presumably, because you didn't eat any more bread, the rest of the Birkat HaMazon is going to cover what you did eat. Unless you ate a mezonot. If you ate a mezonot, you still continue from Nodeh, but then you have to make an alamichia afterward for the mezonot, because which bracha did you not make? Birkat Hazan. So if you ate something that was mezonot, the Birkat Hazan is what covers something that's mezonot in the Seuda. And so if you ate a mezonot after you already said the Birkat Hazan with the mezumin, then you have to go back after benching and make an alamichia. Right? So, just to be misakim, just so we're clear. Right? If you stop in the middle of your seuda, you can pick up after Birkat Hazan and continue eating. If you intended to eat bread, even if you didn't end up eating bread, you start from the beginning of the Birkat HaMazon. If you did not intend to eat bread, right, but you ate other things, then you pick up from Nodeh. If those other things were Shehakol or Ha'etzer Hadama, unless they're Shiva Minim, not sure. I'll get back to you, right? But those things were Ha'etz, Ha'adama, and Shehakol, then you just pick up from Hazan like normal. If those things were Mezonot, then you pick up from Hazan, but you go back and make an Alamichia afterward.
Amarej Galuta Larav Sheshet, Afagav the Rabbanan, Kshishi Aton, Persai Batsoke Suda, Baki Minaihu. Right? Even though you're really, the Reish Galuta, the head of the Galut community, said, even though you're very, very great Tavid Chachamim, the Parsim, the Persians, have greater expertise in the matter of properly conducting themselves in the manner of Achila, right, in their Seuda. By the way, I want to point something out. Around Daf Chet, I don't remember exactly when it was, right, who was it, Rabbi Yochanan maybe, who said that there are three things that he commends the behaviors of the Persians for: the way they go to the bathroom, the way they eat, and the way they have Tashmish Amita. So far, do you remember that time we were talking about toilets for like three Daf, right? So one of the toilets that we mentioned was a special built toilet that was on a diagonal so that when you would go to the bathroom, it would be immediately leave your vicinity. Whose toilets were those? That was the Parsim. And now what are we talking about? They're experts in the way they eat, right? So Rabbi Yochanan, what he said, you know, 40 daf ago, we have seen slowly throughout the Masechta what exactly he was talking about, which I think is fascinating. Another thing, if we have time for it at the end, I'll come back to, which is just blow. No, I'm going to say it now. In Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it deals with the sugya of whether you need kavana when you do mitzvot. Mitzvot tzricho kavana or enan tzricho kavana, right? Do you need to have proper intent when you're eating, when you're doing a mitzvah? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah brings the following example of eating matzah, right? Where kafu parsim, right? If Persians force you to eat matzah, right? Then you're not yotze, you're achila. Meaning, you're not yotze because the Persians made you do it as opposed to you doing it for the mitzvah. You need kavana, you need proper intent when you're doing it. Now, what's odd is that kafu nachri, meaning a non-Jew made you do it, an Aku made you do it, an enemy of Israel made you do it. Why davka Persians? Right? That's so odd. You could just say, well, that's the people they didn't like at the time, so they used that example. But I think you can get much deeper than that. I actually heard this from Rabbi Leibowitz, right? Is that if you'll notice, what is the way that we're about to praise the Persians for the way that they eat properly is in their inyanim of how they recline while they eat their meal. How do you need to eat the matzah? Beheseba. So if you wanted to say that someone comes in and forces you to eat matzah, right, and so you're not yotze, what would I have told you? It's not that you're not yotze because you didn't have proper kavana. You're not yotze because you didn't do it reclining. Mashma, oh, kafu parsim. And the Persians recline when they eat. So even if you ate matzah reclining, you're still not yotze because you didn't have proper kavana. That's why it's davka kafu parsim in the Sugya and Rosh Hashanah. Brilliant. Anyway, going on. So Rish Galuta says, I follow the Persians in the way that they eat. Bisman shen shte mita, b'nanshen shte mita gadol mesei v'rosh, v'sheni lo limala heimenu. Right? When there are two people eating together, you have the first, the greatest of them lies down first, and then the second greatest, the other guy, basically lies down at his head. Right? Above him. Above him and behind him. Above and in the back, and the back of his head, I believe. Ubizman shehem shalosh. When there are three people, gadol mesei be'emtza. So first, the greatest of them lays down in the middle. Esheni lo limala himeno. And then the second person, the second greatest, goes above and behind him. Shlishi lo limata himeno. And the third goes to the bottom, to the right of him. Oh, I have a problem, he says to the Reish Galuta, but I have a problem with how they lie down. I don't like how they lie down. You know why? Because if the Gadol needs to say something to the Sheni, right, then he's going to have to sit up to talk to him, because if he's talking, if he's whispering, then the guy below him can hear him, but the guy in back of him who's behind in his head is not going to hear him. In which case, that's not a proper way for him to sit. The second in command should be sitting in front of him, not behind him. So I don't like how they sit. Right? Well, no, Persians are different. Why? Because they sign to each other. They basically have like a type of sign language. They indicate to each other with ramazim, with hints from their hands. In which case, they don't need it to be doing that. Mayim Rishonim Mehechan Metchilin. So they ask the Reish Galuta, okay, well, how do they do Mayim Rishonim? Who do they start with? Amalei Mina Gadol. And they start with the Mayim Rishonim from the Gadol. You bring water to the Gadol and he washes his hands. Yashiv Gadol Vishmor Yadav Achinot Al Kulan. But then the Gadol is just sitting there while he's just waiting for everyone to wash their hands. That's not respectful. Right? Well, no, they bring this food right away. I mean, he's not just sitting waiting for everyone. They bring a shulchan right after he washes his hands. My machronim eichan is in. So who do they start from? My machronim amarle mina katan. Right? So they start from the youngest, from the smallest of them. The gadol yati v'yadav mezumot. But then you have the greatest of them sitting there with dirty hands, filthy hands, while the rest, while he's just waiting for everyone to wash. Amarle lo mesalki taka mekame adnat ande namti maya legabe. No, no, they don't take his food away until you bring the water to him. He's just still eating while everyone else is washing their hands. Rav Sheshen, Rav Sheshen isn't there. We know the proper way to do Haseba, and we know from the following Braita. How exactly are you supposed to go about this reclining? Right, when there are two people, the Gadol lies down first, and the second in command is underneath him. Right, that way you can talk to him. And when there are three people, so then the sheni is still lamata, and the third most important of them is lemala. Mayim rishonim matchilim min gadol. So mayim rishonim you first bring to the greatest of them. Mayim achronim bisman shem hey matchilim min gadol. If there are only five of them, then you start from the greatest of them. Bisman shem mea lav davke for there are 100, but anytime you have more than five. Then you start from the smallest of them, until you have reached the final remaining five of them. And then of the five remaining, you bring to the gadol first. Right? And wherever the gadol tells you when you have five left. Right, then you ask the gadol, who do you think the mayim achronim should go to? He tells you, and whoever he tells you to go to, that's the person who leads birkan hamazon. Misayle the rav is support for rav shita. The amar Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi amar rav. Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi is the name of rav. Kol anot al yadav ba'achrona tchila umizum and lebracha. Anyone who washes his hands or mayim achronim first, he's the one who leads the bracha achrona. Rav Chiya habu yati misudat to the kamei the rebbe. And similar to the story that we taught earlier, that rav and Rabbi Chiya were sitting in a suda with rebbe. Amarle rebbe la. So Rabbi says to Rav, "Ku mash yedach." Right, so he says, "Go up and wash your hands." Chazit kamir. Rav Chiya noticed that Rav was very concerned that he told him to wash his hands because Rav thought, "Whoa, he thinks my hands are dirty." Amar le barpachti, ayn birkan mazon ekamar lecha. No, he just wanted to wash birkan mazon. Tanor branim mechabrin lo bedrachim velo bekshareim velo bidai mizuamot. We don't let the greatest of the people go first. There are three times where we don't give cover to the greatest of them and let them go first. What are those three times? If you're walking down the street. Because you should accompany him, you should walk next to him. Or if you're walking on a bridge, it's a makom sakana, so you don't want him to go first. If anything happens to you and not to him, and be a daimasuomo by dirty hands.